do you know the rule, Andy? Can you tell me how it works?
The spells?
Yeah.
I
don't need to know, but I'm kind of curious.
I don't know offhand.
Because I know he has to study for it, right? So he only has...
I think it's like in the other game where I can have as many cantrips as I want, but I need... I can only have so many spells used for once per thing.
Well, it should be exactly the same as Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah, so I'm thinking what I'm just going to do is Mage Armor and Magic Missile, because that just sounds awesome. Okay. Oh, maybe Shield and Magic Missile.
And how many... You can use those once? The ones you have prepared?
At first level, you have three spell slots at the first level.
But what is a slot?
So you can use either Magic Missiles or, what was the other one, Mage Armor?
As many times as you want for each one?
No.
Okay, but just once
three for each slot? One, yeah. So each slot is one use of either
okay
Mage Armor or Magic Missile.
Can you have doubles? Like two slots of the same thing?
Yeah, you have three slots. You have those two spells prepared.
Okay.
You can use all three on Magic Missile or all three on Mage Armor or two and one.
Okay.
Okay, so but I'm going to do three. I'm going to do Magic Missile, Shield, and Sleep.
Okay.
Can't you just sleep by, like, you need
to I'm assuming it's not me sleep.
You can't sleep on someone else.
Oh.
Which okay. That comes in handy in these type of games. You would not notice, but it does.
Anything would have helped last time. I feel like we were really taking up the ass.
That's because there was 50 fucking goblins.
There was 13 earlier. Now it's 50.
Yeah,
I didn't think we should attack them. There was a door that someone didn't tell us about until halfway through the battle. I was like, oh yeah, there's another door over here.
No, it's the door you came in.
No. Okay.
I didn't have the door you guys came in.
Right.
On the screen.
Okay.
Okay, but after that battle, after you guys died three times and Mr. Poopy Butthole saved your life, it happened to be in like the bedroom sleeping quarters of the dungeon. So you guys just fell asleep there. And while you were sleeping, it was a long rest, so you gained your health and your spell slots back.
Nice.
I just passed out.
Huh. Did you know, according to this thing, magic can't put me to sleep?
Yeah, I saw that.
I've got incredible insomnia.
All right. And then on top of that, you guys will level up.
How much health did we gain? Say all of it.
From all of it, yeah.
Yeah! All right. So and then where was I?
I already adjusted it in there.
I'm trying to keep it on paper, too. So I don't know what my total is.
8. Or no, you were 12. I'm sorry.
Well, okay.
Where's you it were at 12 total. On the sheet?
And I'm 8, right?
It says under where it says armor class initiative speed right in the middle. It says maximum hit points 12. That's it right here.
Oh, it does. It's really small, though.
Yeah, for some reason.
Okay. Hit point maximum 8.
Yeah.
All right. So plus 11.
Plus 11 what?
Well, I was at 1, so I'm all the way. I've got plus 11, basically.
Yeah, it was a long rest. It's been a couple weeks.
Weeks?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So some roll a d10.
Okay. I'm just going to roll it in the chat.
Okay. So you got a 3 plus 2, so you had 5 more hit points.
Oh, because I'm leveling up?
Yes.
Nice. So you said I had 5?
Yeah, I already threw it onto your sheet.
Okay. So I'm level 2 now.
Yes. which was your second level, you gain action surge, which is you can push yourself beyond your normal limits for a moment. On your turn, you can take one additional action on top of your regular action and a possible bonus action.
Once how often?
It just says for a moment. So on your turn. On your turn.
So any turn I can take an extra action?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And once you use this feature, you must finish a short or long rest before you can use it again.
Oh, so it's only...
It's like once a day. Once a
podcast. Oh, I see.
Boo, can you roll a d6, please?
Did you roll it in the chat?
Just so, do you see where you can type in the chat? There's like a chat box at the bottom.
Yeah.
Type in /R and then space and then D20, all one word.
No,
D6. Or 10. Oh, sorry, D6.
So Boo gains 6 points.
Oh, he got more than me.
Yeah.
So from 8 points.
So now you're at 14, which I've already added in.
Weird.
7. Nice.
All right, so on second level, you can prepare 5 spells. You can only use first level 3 times, though.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to prepare 2 more spells then.
I mean, you only have 7, so.
You'd probably add that. What is it called again? Action surge?
I want to do another magic missile.
No, you don't have to do that.
Oh.
You have 3 spell slots. You prepare 5, and you can use those 3 spell slots for any of them.
I'm confused.
All right, so there's 3 spell slots that you can use. You can use magic 3 times.
Okay.
All right. You have 5 spells prepared.
Okay.
And you can use any 5 of those 3 times.
Okay.
It's not like you have to have 2 magic missiles prepared and 1 whatever.
Oh, how many can he prepare?
5.
I see. And he's got 3 slots. 5
prepared and you can only use magic 3 times.
Okay, so then
outside of cantrips.
So then I'm just going to add 2 more then to that. I mean, mage armor and detect or burning hands, I guess.
Okay. When you use those, I will have to look them up.
Yeah,
but me too.
I'm just making sure I put it on there. Mage.
Yeah. So the 2 you're not using are which ones?
I think I got them all. Detect magic and burning hand. No, I
put which ones aren't you using? Mage armor, right?
I just said mage armor.
Okay, then shield.
Shield was what I did my first time. The first 3 times before I upgraded, I was going to use magic missile, shield,
Sleep.
Yeah, sleep. I'm sorry.
Okay, so now you're not taking. Which one? Detect magic or mage armor?
I was going to add mage armor and detect magic because you said I had 2 more spots. So.
Okay, so you're not taking burning hands.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, me neither. You want me to look it up really quick? Just in case if it is cool?
Probably. Yeah, let's do it.
It might be in here, Andy. What is that called? Spells?
Yeah, it would be under spells.
All right, so what's it called? Burning Hands?
Burning Hand, yeah.
Yeah, it's in here. So if you go to the compendium, so on the right, there's the chat, combat. The last one is the gear, which is settings. The second to last one looks like a book with a globe on it. That's compendium packs.
Okay.
And in there, there's a folder called spells. Says spells SRD, which is, I don't know, source rule description or something like that.
Oh, okay.
If you click on that, it brings up a search box.
Gotcha.
And you can type in stuff. So you can type in burning hands and it tells you what it is. Did you find it, Boo?
Spells SRD?
Yeah. If you double click that, then you'll get a search box. You can type in any spell. And when you said I had action surge, Andy?
Yeah.
What is that called? What is that?
Action surge.
Yeah, but is it like a ability? Is it a skill? What's it called?
It doesn't say.
Oh, feature? Is it a feature or a trait?
Could be a trait.
Let's see. Feats. What's it called? Action.
Okay, yeah, I'll change it to Burning Hands. It's a fire-based attack.
Oh, we know how much you like those.
You know me. Plus, detect magic doesn't really like...
Oh, it's under class features.
Oh, it's just under there.
It's not under feats. It's under action... Or I mean, under class features.
Yeah, DDB action or class features?
No, not DDB. No. I don't know what DDB is. But it's under item and it's class features SRD. It's towards the top.
And it's under items.
Yeah. So there's one. There's a section called actor, then item. It says backgrounds and then class features.
No, no, I can't see that.
That's strange. You should. Do you see where it's at?
I have a little locked symbol next to it.
But you can still open it.
Under items.
Yeah, so there's item, then you see background.
No.
Oh, really? How can I see it and you can't?
I have items SRD and then under it says item D&D 5e.
I think that must be a different one that you're, because I see items. Do you want me to share my screen and show you, or you don't care?
No, we can figure.
I am sharing the wrong... Oh, my glove. That's not what I wanted.
What was that?
I shared Discord instead of my entire screen.
That was like the mirror zone.
Yeah.
Oh.
Let's see if he does that again.
Yeah, you can see my arrow, right? So here's the section where it says item. So there's, if you scroll all the way to the top, you have actor, item, and under item, there's class features, and action features is a class feature.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right. You guys stop looking at my screen, though. Cheat.
How would we cheat?
I don't know, Andy, but you would.
I would not.
You guys are dirty.
You're dirty.
Yeah.
Okay, so you wake back up in the morning, or whatever the hell it is. You have no idea. You're underground.
Yeah, we've been sleeping for weeks, probably.
Yeah.
I was so tired.
Yeah, and now you're all healed and everything.
Nice.
I mean, the room smells bad because of the rotten goblin corpses, but that's nothing to how some smell because of the Sturge's poop.
We did nothing to move the goblins before you took a week-long nap.
No, you just passed out. You couldn't help it. That's part of Mr. Poopy Butthole's magic.
Okay.
He can revive us from near-death experiences, but cannot in any way help the smell.
Okay, so what do you guys want to do?
Well, so basically, our only motivation is to continue to explore the strange place.
Yes.
I'm kind of pissed off at this point.
In real life or in the game?
No, in game. Sorry. Should have put in character.
That's all right. You'll get it.
Yeah, I'm mad. I feel like I've been made a fool of.
Well, you were knocked out by goblins.
Yes, but it was luck, and I need to avenge. I'm going to kill their mother.
Oh, my goodness. Their mother? Yeah.
Or grandmother, whichever one I get to first.
Why do you have to attack the opposite gender?
I'm a woman. I am a strong, independent woman. And nobody knocks me out for a week.
Nobody?
Nobody.
Good.
Not even Brad?
Well, yes, but that's only because I let him, enthusiastically.
I don't need to hear that. I'm right here.
I forgot your name.
Kier.
Jerry.
Kier Jerry.
I'm an independent woman, and if I want to let Brad put me into a week-long sex coma, then I'm going to do it. I'm almost 18.
Almost. All the way.
So, we should go forward.
All right. What door?
So, when we came in, those goblins were poised against this door, right? The one on the right. Yes. They were expecting us to come in through this one.
Yeah.
I think maybe we should go through that one.
The goblin door?
Well, the goblins were expecting us to come in this door, so we should go out it. That's what I'm thinking.
All right. You got it.
Irrefutable.
Right, that's we have to going. Fight.
Get away.
Yeah, I'm gonna sashay through that door.
Sashay.
I'm an independent woman.
You gotta do it. I don't own a token with vision for this. I got black screen.
Yeah, you gotta turn off token vision.
Yeah, well, I have to put the tokens in there first.
Well, yeah, I guess you could do that. But I still don't have vision.
Vision has vision, right?
No, you want to turn. Wait, where are you at? The settings for the scene?
No.
I would just turn off vision for the room. So go to the config for the scene and turn off token vision. Unless you have like walls and shit set up in here, which I doubt you
do. I do not.
I lick my balls.
Lick my balls.
Or no, that's not what it is. I eat grass. No, what did he say? Grass tastes bad.
Oh, yeah. All right, what about now?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so that green box is a door.
Yeah, it's not the door you came in, because I didn't think that would be a problem.
Okay, so but there is another door.
There is another door in the room. Yeah. So this dusty old room features a sweet ass treasure chest. You sense that bling is imminent.
Oh, bling! That's good.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So what do you do?
Jerry. When you're done rolling around, you want to talk about this bling?
I'm having a hard time here.
All right, I'm going to continue to sashay towards the bling.
I'm going to crawl there.
This looks like the bling box. I'm going to attempt to open the bling box.
All right, then roll a dexterity saving throw.
I'm hiding behind
the carpet. Is that a feature?
No, save.
Skill? Save. Dexterity.
Yeah.
Normal. Right?
Yeah, you don't really have a choice here.
Well, there's like advantage and disadvantage, so.
Okay. All right, all of a sudden you hear this loud buzzing. And as you heard that, you were able to jump out of the way, sweeps across the edge of the treasure chest. But
what is it?
You died. It was a saw blade.
Oh, Jesus.
That came out. But you were able to dodge it because you're so dexterous.
Well, what the fuck?
So Jerry, you try. I know. I saw it from over here.
Oh, boy. These are dad jokes now.
I know. I'm a great dad.
All right. So inside of the chest is 210 gold pieces.
410. Don't write that down. That's not for you. And
410 silver pieces.
Okay.
And I gotta look up with this one. 3 called EP Electrum pieces.
Electro.
Electrum.
What the hell is Electrum? All right.
2 potions of healing. And a ruby that smells like fresh baked cherry pie.
Cherry pie?
A ruby? Like a stone that smells like pie?
Yeah.
Can't really do anything with that, can you?
Hey, Kier, check out all this bling I found.
Is that cake? Is that pie?
It's a type of cake.
Can I have a bite?
I wouldn't.
All right, fine.
I mean, it's more of a ruby than a pie, but it smells like a pie.
Can I try to take a bite out of it?
I mean, it smells a lot better than I smell right now. I know that. And I toss you the ruby.
Good. I didn't want to smell it anyway. I put it in my pocket.
What, is it some kind of ruse?
I'm your father. I know best.
All right, well, then I'm taking this bling, and I grab the healing potion, and I throw it to you. You're going to need this before I do.
I catch it and fall over.
Okay, but I take the other one.
Fine. You can have it. I don't want it anyway.
You probably don't even know. All right, are we going to split this gold? No, I'm taking it. You took the ruby.
No, I'll take some of the gold.
You can have the silver.
We can be fine. I'll take silver. You don't win gold.
Who's going to get the electrum?
What the hell is an electrum?
Let's split the electrum.
Down the middle?
Yeah.
You can do that?
No,
there's 3 pieces.
Oh.
Okay, cool.
All right. You can have, since you're taking the silver, you can have 2 electrums. I'll take 1 electrum.
1 electrum.
And 210 gold?
Yeah.
And how much silver?
410.
Holy cannoli. I feel like I might have gotten the raw deal on this.
Yeah. You got 210 gold pieces and 1 electrum piece. You got 410 silver pieces and 2 electrum pieces?
I'm into gold.
A ruby?
Yeah, but it smells like pie. So I feel like it's a trap.
It smells like fresh baked cherry pie.
I put down smelly ruby.
worst porn name ever.
All right, where do you guys want to go next? So you got the door you came in, or you can press forward.
I say,
is there anything else to see about the room?
No, that's okay. Just the treasure chest. No, God damn it, Boom.
Is the sword supposed to be part of my imagination?
Yes.
Imagination.
There's the British nation and the imagination.
Huh. All right. Uh-huh. Yeah. Let's let's go through that door.
The door you haven't gone into yet?
There's only one door.
No, there's the one you came in and the one you...
You don't need to tell me about the door we came in.
Apparently, I do.
Okay, fine. The door we didn't come in.
All right.
Should I be drawing a map?
Mm. Yes, go right ahead. Do that.
All right. I learned my lesson there. Oh, so this is like one of those.
French. Are we in a cage match?
All right. So you enter the door, and a pair of perfectly rounded stone mounds cleft artfully straight down the middle fills this room. Looks a lot like a butt from where you're standing. Something shiny glints near the ceiling about 4 feet above what can only be described as this huge butt. Just calling it like I see it.
Huh. That looks like a butt.
Yes, I think it does.
You say something's hanging from it?
Yeah. From the ceiling? Something like shiny glints near the ceiling.
Like a dingleberry?
No, because it's
a shiny dingleberry.
And wait, I thought the butt was on the ground.
The butt's on the ground.
The butt is on the ground.
So I bet I can hit that dingleberry and get it down.
With your arrow?
Yeah.
You really think you're that good?
Yeah, I'm the best there ever was.
I haven't seen you practice.
I mean, you see me miss a lot of stuff.
No, I seen you sitting on the couch texting your friends and all that. I never seen you playing with your bow and arrows. I keep telling you, I bought
Dad,
you
we soul. Are role playing. We are role playing, Dad. Forget about that. I am Ari Strongbow.
The stone seems way too small for you to try to hit it.
But it's hanging from a rope or something.
You think the rope's going to be bigger than what it's holding?
No, but I bet I could hit it.
All right.
Okay. So what do I got to roll for that?
Roll a d20.
Just a d20? Wait, what about, isn't there like a skill I can do? Like a bow skill?
No.
Really? All right.
Really?
Seems like bullshit. But d20?
D20.
Boom! Five! Missed. Oh, no.
You managed to clip a butt cheek with an arrow.
Like, at the ground, and I was aiming up?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. All right, well, minus one more arrow.
Minus one more arrow. I told you, you should have been practicing.
Shut up, Jerry.
Fuck. I smacked my stomach, it made me burp.
Well,
all right, good.
Maybe very I should good. Just... make a column here for arrows. Or was I keeping track in the game? I don't remember. Inventory. That's not in here. Okay. So is there like a butthole?
No, just the cheeks.
All right. And in this room, it's round, and there's one door.
There are two doors, the one including the one you came in.
Okay, all right. The picture makes it look like there's four, but you have the green box. Okay.
Yeah, I have the green boxes for doors.
Is the butt bigger than us?
Yes. You would have to climb. You have to climb up the butt if you want to reach the...
I start climbing the butt.
All right.
Don't climb the butt.
Make an acrobatics check, Jerry.
Yeah. Making it. Learning. All right,
why you got to climb the butt?
How do I do that in this game?
So.
It's under skills.
Checks.
Yeah, it's under skills. Then I have that pulled up.
And then go down to deck. No, it's under checks. Dexterity.
So just throw a dexterity check?
Yeah.
And then normal?
The only other options are advantage and disadvantage. So.
Oh, yeah, it's normal. Oh, you try to climb up this baby smooth surface to see what the shiny thing is, but you slip. And fall back down.
What color is it? Rock colored?
Yeah, it's like marble.
Oh. And it looks, does it look fancy or does it look like old and shit?
No, it's, it looks like a pretty fancy.
Okay.
What?
All right.
It's more of a derriere.
Is it something that we could like try and perceive more about or know anything about? Like,
or do we have to keep trying to climb it? Because I'm down for that too.
But deities or something?
Hey, I got it.
You can do a wisdom or an intelligence check if you want.
Would an arcana check be appropriate?
You can try to do it, but there seems to be no magical aura around these.
Okay.
This big marble smooth butt.
All right, I'm going to slap on it. Flirtily.
Okay.
Do I slap on it?
Do a charisma check.
All right. Hold on.
Please don't tell me you're going to use that hand to smack the butt.
Smack the butt.
Come on, baby, slap the butt. 9. All so right. What, I just missed it?
You just whiffed at it. No, you barely touched it. And
so it didn't make weird, like a really cool sound.
No, there's just some kind of like weird giggle that you heard. And the room shakes just a little bit.
That's not good.
Anybody else feel that?
And that shiny thing from the ceiling falls down.
Into the butthole?
No, not into the butthole, just up the crack, away from you and onto the other side.
I, looking around, like, shiftily, and I slap it again.
Yeah, I run another dexterity check.
No, it farts.
It flirts?
It farts.
Oh.
Oh boy.
You slap it and go.
Where's that ruby? Maybe we can mask this smell.
Oh no, I'm keeping that by me. Let me tell you, that's gonna come into handy, like right now.
Can we get to the other side of the butt?
Yeah. Yeah, you can all walk right around the butt.
I'm gonna walk around and see this. I forgot what it was. It's a gem or something?
It's shiny. It's a shiny. Piece of shiny.
Okay. I would like to inspect it. Like, is it big enough to, like, pick up and look at?
Yeah. Big enough to pick up and look at.
Is it a sword?
No.
I think
so. You read it, and it says, say goodbye to your butt. Make a dexterity saving throw.
Hurry.
Not my butt. It's my second best attribute.
Oh, you got a 19 or a 22?
Do I get an extra butt?
No, it only steals half of your ass.
No! But I rolled so good!
But since you did so good, I'm going to let you pick which cheek.
Oh, I want it to be Melissa.
Which is?
My left butt cheek.
I'm going to make a note of that.
Wait, Melissa. Which one was it?
I
lost my left butt cheek.
Left.
Okay.
Butt cheek.
Minus left butt cheek.
Yes.
Whose name was Alyssa?
Oh, I thought you said Melissa.
No, Melissa is the one I wanted to keep. Alyssa is the one I gave up.
Oh, okay. All right. On the bright side, it doesn't really inflict any damage or pain. It just, you just don't have a left cheek anymore. Your left leg still attached to the body, but very fucking weird.
So I'm half Beyonce and half Hank Hill?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what.
I'll tell you what.
Whoa!
All Let's get out of here before I lose my other butt cheek.
So that was the, what was the point of this? Just a fart?
Well, and that I lost my butt cheek.
And you lost a butt cheek?
And
what kind of room is this?
It's a smelly one.
This room's a real asshole.
Oh, boy. Dad.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I know your father has to be the butt of all jokes.
And I make it look like I'm really embarrassed.
Let me tell you. Both. In character and out. That felt good.
All right. Do you go out the door?
Yeah. In character and out of character. I hate you. Yeah, we're going to, well, I mean, I'm going to start moseying slowly and bewilderedly into the other door, the door that we did not come in.
Are you kind of walking funny because you're missing half your ass?
I'm very confused. And I mean, yeah, I'm just walking slow I'm bewildered. Oh man, I forgot what it was. Confused, bewildered.
All right, so you exit the room and you find yourself at another junction to either go left or right.
So it's like a small room.
It's like a T hallway.
Okay.
So you come in at the top left of the T, so you can either go straight or turn right.
I don't know. I feel like the last decision I made was to slap that butt and it brought us nothing but pain.
What does that have to do with where you're going?
I'm talking to Kier.
Okay.
Well, maybe you should decide left or right.
My butt. You go in and you got another butt cheek to lose. I still got both mine. I mean, I'm just saying. I'm the more complete person here.
All right. And then I scoff at Kier. I go left. No help again.
I'm rushing it behind kind of slowly, but, you know.
Clutching your ruby?
Well, no. You know, my ruby's in my pocket, you know. Mm. I smell like strawberry pie. I mean, how much more of a wizard can you want, you know?
I could think of a couple other wizards that were more helpful than you.
But you ever smell Merlin? He smelled like a swamp.
That's probably true. Yeah, Minecraft.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Is that a wizard?
Yeah, it's an evil wizard. That's Christopher Lee, and he's going to fuck us up.
All right, you enter this room. A long, wide room looms before. Mysterious runes and patterns cover the room's walls and floor. Visible at the end of this long room is some sort of evil mage. Oh, man, he's so fucking evil-looking.
At least he's evil-looking.
Anyone can be under the lens of subjective moral parameters and constant ethical. He looks real tough, and he blocks the way to the next room. Figure it out.
Just wait till he starts talking.
Figure it out.
Figure it out.
Figure it out.
Okay.
Hey, Kier/Max Skyblade. Why don't you go lie to that guy? Tell him we're important.
Why don't you shoot him with an arrow first?
No, I felt like we've been leading with the arrows, and it's gotten us nothing but goblins.
You think he'll listen to me?
No. All right. But he's not going to listen to me. I look like a damn fool. I only got half a butt.
Well, you got a point there. I am.
The evil mage yells over your bickering and says, I cannot be hurt. No one can pass through this hall. It is impossible.
Pardon?
You cannot beat me.
Look how loud I have to yell.
I think he wants us to feed him.
I got nothing for him.
I'm not got a whole helping of fucking. What do I got? What's my magic attack here? Ray of Frost, Frost Hand. All right, I walk up and I say, "Excuse me."
As soon as you walk up, the door behind you locks.
Summer, I told you to hold the door.
I was not paying attention.
I thought we had an open door policy in this house. And
you think a lot of things, Dad.
I do mean to enforce it when we're out of it. All right.
So embarrassing.
Excuse me, sir. I think there's been a misunderstanding. What are we doing?
You here shall not pass.
Okay. I get it. You have to say that. I mean, hey, I got my own little quarterstaff here. See? You can't pass me either. It's a wizard right of way. But why don't you just let us pass this one time?
You cannot pass.
What can I do?
No one has gotten past me.
Well, what would it take to get past you?
Defeat me.
Yeah.
Well, we don't want to defeat you. We just let
you
us.
You have to.
Nah, I think we could work something out.
I'm
here.
So fucking awesome.
Yeah, I know. We see that.
And
you're great.
I am not going to let you pass unless if you kill me.
I shoot him in the face with Ray of Frost.
I feel like there's a better way.
I don't think there is.
I mean, he just stands there, takes the Ray of Frost in the face, and he just goes, ha! No magic can harm me.
That makes you very useless, doesn't it, Kier?
Arrows now! I told you, arrows! I start running.
Running where? You start clawing at the door?
And it's not opening. Summer, hit him with your fucking arrow.
I'm gonna step to him.
Step to him?
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
Threateningly.
Oh, that's a little different. I thought you were like,
I cannot be intimidated nor hurt by magic. You and your one ass cheek. What kind of power do you have?
Oh, you'll see what kind of power I have.
And you smell like bat or Sturgis shit.
I do. I earned
that. You have one ass cheek and smell like shit.
It is not
as
fun.
It's half the cleaning. It doesn't make sense.
You're right. Shitting's going to be a lot less fun from now on, but I'll have to make do. Now, let us go on our way.
No.
I look around
at... defeat me.
I look around at the runes. Is there anything to be learned from the runes?
Give me a perception check.
That will be skills.
Yeah. Should be under check.
No, there's two. There's skills. And then I can click perception skill. And then ability modifier would be what?
I think it's automatically added in there.
Well, there's options. Like the first, the default is wisdom. I'm just going by what it says on Foundry.
Yeah, it's wisdom.
Okay. But I guess you could do a perception intelligence check. It's kind of strange. I don't know what that means. All right, so I'm going to do a perception wisdom check. Is that what you want?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, boy. That's a critical failure.
You perceive nothing.
Oh, wow. How long have you been sitting on that one?
Oh, such sweet vindication.
Here.
But you feel like you're on the right path. Right path.
I feel like that's a clue. Do you know anything about runes?
Me?
Yes, you. So. You're the only one else here. I'm not talking to that mage. He's being a real dick.
No insults can harm me. No,
I bet
magic,
your name's. I bet your name's
stepping up.
I bet your name's Curtis.
One-cheeked butt girls who smell like shit.
You look like a Curtis to me.
He does look like a Curtis.
No insults can harm me.
I don't know. Have you been called Curtis much today? Because you really
sticks
look like
and
a
stones
Curtis.
Act the same way as work.
You're acting like a real Curtis.
Have you ever known someone named Curtis? Because let me tell you, none of them are good, and you look Curtis.
I do need to. I mean, I think it harms our argument, but Bill Curtis is pretty cool.
Who the hell's Bill Curtis?
I'm character. I'm Bill Curtis, and this is the news.
Well, there's only one then. I don't. I mean, I guess I know something. Let's look at this. Let's look at these runes here. What do they look like? Can I run a perception check?
Yeah, do a perception check.
Perception.
I'll give you advantage since you're a wizard. That I don't know. I assume wizards read runes.
How do I do the check? Perception check. Is it just?
Well, the way I did it was is under skills.
Yeah.
And then isn't perception under there?
Yeah, and then you just hit it like normal.
No, go to advantage. Because I'll give you advantage on it.
Where's advantage? I'll
go. It's right next. It's on the. Yeah, it's left. Yeah, so you get to roll two dice and take the highest.
All right, so you got a 17.
Oh, you have good perception. Oh, you have the same as me.
You don't.
All right, so the patterns on the left wall make up huge runes representing the letters R and A. The right wall contains an equally huge and equally hidden U and N. On the floor, you see runes for Y and G.
Oh, I know what it is. We need a ray gun. His weakness is ray guns.
All right. Out of nowhere, a fancy futuristic ray gun begins to appear hovering in the air in front of Sumsum.
All right, I grabbed the ray. Wait, is it like a rifle?
No, it's like one of the needlers.
Oh, like that ray gun from The Simpsons? Zap.
Zap. No, from Halo.
Oh, okay. Well, fine. I take it. I grab it. Is it real?
Yes.
Okay. I pointed at him. What do you think of this? What do you think of this, Curtis?
I cannot be hurt by weapons.
Yeah.
Or magic.
Uh-huh.
Or insults.
Right.
Or one butt-cheeked shit-smelling ladies.
Yeah, but what if this butt-cheek has got a ray gun?
That's it.
A ray gun, you said?
You're about to get curtailed.
Yes, a ray gun.
Evil mage give you one strain.
Ouch.
All right, well.
Shoot. That cannot hurt me.
The ray gun?
It will not hurt me.
Shoot him.
I am invincible.
Just shoot him. For God's sake, shoot him.
I look really confused. Well, I take a moment because the last time I went wild and free, I lost a butt cheek, but I see no way past this. The runes are indisputable. I'm going to shoot.
All right. So, luckily, the bolt from this ray gun goes straight left.
I don't see how that's lucky.
And then it bounces around the walls and hits the mage right in his shoulder. The evil mage drops, holding his shoulder in agony. He screams, "Person, this fucking demon weapon. He's never seen it before. He calls you a piece of shit and other things. You damn one butt cheek shit smelling whore.
Excuse me?" And I
why would you bring a ray gun to a magic fight? It doesn't make sense.
I step. So is he? Oh man, I was gonna really give it to him. But can I still clomp up there, like really indignant?
Yeah, fine. All right.
But he's
still laying on the floor, clutching his shoulder.
I mean, he could still disappear. I just want to clomp up there because I'm really pissed off that he called me a whore.
All right. So he's laying on the floor, still screaming obscenities.
Excuse me. It is 2022. I'm an independent woman. Nobody calls me a whore except Brad. And that's because I ask him to. And I mean, and then
Brad is a whore too.
Oh, and then I shoot.
Oh no. As soon as you shot, the ray gun disappeared.
Oh no.
Yeah. You are now defenseless against this mage.
Yeah. But my emotions have gotten the better of me as a woman. And I'm standing. I'm still standing over him, and I've drawn my bow and like pointed at him.
All right. He reaches up with his one good arm.
Oh boy!
And smacks right where your left butt cheek is missing, and then disappears and dies.
Oh! Oh, it's right on the bone.
That was a weird final act. I mean, talk about your last will and testament.
Oh, that hurts so much.
Looks like he got the last laugh, I guess, then.
Yeah, well, he's dead. So.
The last slap.
Could you really call it a slap? It's like hitting somebody's shin.
I mean,
it's not as satisfying. No, it wasn't. That's the point.
Dead.
All right.
All right, so now you have the door you came in and the door in front of you.
Oh, I'm going to the door in front of us. I'm scampering. Get out of my way.
Wow, awfully brave now, are you?
I mean, I was pretty brave before. Remember when I iced that guy in the face? I didn't know he was going to be immune.
No, he took that.
Can we take a break here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a refreshing my drink.
Yeah. Hey, does this look familiar, Andy?
Yeah, it looks like Bullet.
Yeah, it was
from. Oh, is that from?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we didn't drink that much.
I'm drinking Benchmark tonight.
Oh, it's only 8 high.
I know. It was number 8. It's like they distributed the 10 over 8, so it's more.
What?
You heard me. What?
Don't make fun of me. Shit.
Are you guys back? Is there a reason I can't hear anything? Did I go deaf?
Yes.
Hello?
What?
Oh, okay, good. Oof. Thought I went blind for a second.
You didn't.
Good.
That's a Mr. Meeseeks box.
Look at me.
Can do.
Fuck. Don't ever make that noise again.
I hope,
as
I hope
you
I don't
enter
have
this
to.
Room, an innocuous looking teal cube sits on a pedestal in the middle of the room. Atop the cube is an inviting button. Engraved on the back of the pedestal is a sentence none of you can read, no matter how hard you try.
All right. I go and try to read it.
You can't.
But what if he tries really hard?
Can I run a check?
Yeah. Give me a wisdom check. All right. You still can't read it, and you take one damage because your brain hurts now.
Fine.
That's not how this game works.
I don't care.
Wait, what is it? Oh, you should have four. Why didn't it change? Cool, you should have 14 hit points, right?
Yeah, so now I'm down to 13.
I don't know why it didn't save.
Mine's fine.
Weird.
I can't open Jerry's sheet.
Okay. So what do you do?
I hit the button.
Oh, boy.
All right. I'm Mr. Meeseeks. Look at me.
Ah!
You're not doing the voice.
I'm trying to remember the voice.
I'm Mr. Meeseeks. Look at me. Can do.
Yeah, that voice.
Yeah.
Horrible voice. Horrifying. Do it again.
Well, I can't. Andy's got to do the voice. He needs to learn and grow as a GM.
He needs to learn how to crow.
I can't do the voice.
Yes, you can. Apply yourself.
Hi, Mr. Meeseeks, look at me.
That's it.
What do you do with the Meeseeks?
Oh, what are you?
Hi, Mr. Meeseeks, look at me.
I mean, this is kind of meta, but we're playing Dungeons and Dragons as the characters from Rick and Morty, right? So do we have knowledge of what a Meeseeks is?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we should tell it to do something. Just quit rolling around and take this seriously.
I'm trying to get my screen in order. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm zoomed into this one corner of the map, and I can't figure out how to get it right.
Oh, you know what? Remember,
you
had to change that setting to put it in trackpad mode before, remember?
Thought I did.
I know you did on the Star Wars one. I don't know if it carried over.
I have no idea how to do that.
On the gear, there's settings. Well, configure settings. And where was it at? I think maybe it was in...
Butthole.
Yeah, great. Thanks.
I didn't know you could hear me.
Where is it at? Maybe it's not in here. Maybe that was a plugin that I didn't enable on here.
Well, I fixed it anyway. And it just cost me to roll.
Did you win?
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right, well, we should ask this Meeseeks to do something for us.
Like what?
I don't know, but I'm starting the dialogue.
What are we doing in here again? Looking for something?
I think we're just here for the booty. Pun intended.
The booty?
Yeah.
Half the half a booty?
No, I mean, I think that's generally why we're here in this dungeon.
So, Mr. Meeseek, can we ask him why he's in this? Mr. Meeseeks, why are you in this dungeon?
That's not what Mr. Meeseeks does. He completes a simple action.
Okay. Mr. Meeseeks, find out why you're in this dungeon. I'm just kidding.
Oh, boy, I'll try.
And then, what, he just stands there and looks at us?
Ponderingly, yes.
Well, you got any ideas?
What are you waiting for? Oh, so I wasn't sure if, like, he only does, like, the first thing you ask him to do.
Yeah, they have one purpose, whatever you tell them to do.
So can we change our mind, or is he already locked in?
He's locked in.
All right. So what are you waiting for, Meeseeks? Get out of here. Go find out why you're here.
He sits there thinking for another 5 seconds. And he goes, oh, boy, I don't know. And he starts to go slowly insane.
Oh, boy.
I hit the button again.
And because... Mr. Meeseeks, look at me.
That one's broken. We don't need him anymore.
Kill him.
What?
What? No, I would kill that other, the one that's about to go insane. We don't need an insane Meeseeks here.
All right. He tries to do it, but the insane Meeseeks kills him.
So now we're stuck with the insane Meeseeks?
Yep. And all of a sudden, he launches at Cure.
Wait, what? Why?
No, I hit the button.
Mr. Meeseeks, look at me.
Defend us.
All right.
So now we have a Meeseeks on our sides?
Yes.
Hit it again. Hit it like 12 times. We're going to have an army of Meeseeks and we're going to take the castle.
Yeah, this seems OP.
I'm trying to figure out how to do the encounter again.
You can right click on us and click. I forgot what it is. Oh yeah, the sword and shield that adds us to the encounter.
Oh okay. Oh, I did not make a Meeseeks one.
There. Oh, it's not going to be in your compendium.
No.
I mean, we could just roll. You could just put a blank character there. We could just roll it manually.
How can I do the blank character?
If you go, there should be like a plus sign if you go under the character menu.
Sign.
Yeah, for adding, or maybe there's a create button or something.
Yeah, I think I found it. Then I have to... I didn't think you guys would do this. I don't know why I didn't, but I didn't.
Well, I didn't think we would fight the... I didn't think he would go insane. I thought it was...
You gave him an impossible goal.
It was a silly question. Right. We didn't think it would be a problem. We've seen the episode.
He didn't go insane.
Well, they did go insane.
Yeah, because Jerry couldn't bring down his golf game by 2 strokes.
Right.
Which sounds dirty.
Have you ever tried to relax? It's an impossibility.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Yeah, but there's a good Meeseeks and a bad Meeseeks. Also, simple task. Didn't one of them, Summer ask him to make her a more complete woman? Oh, no, that was Beth.
What does that even mean?
I don't know, but... Oh, no. And it's radioactive?
Well, no, I'm just using that for good or bad.
Oh. Oh,
that works. And radioactive. Sorry.
Imagine Dragons.
Imagine that.
Good one.
Shut up.
Oh, I don't like that.
Roll your...
Oh. Oh, that's bad. If you go to the encounter tab, you should have a little dice next to your name to roll initiative. Did you find it? Oh, yeah, there you are. Oh, nice roll.
Nice roll.
I'm still last.
So, Kira's first.
All right. I'm going to hit him with a magic missile.
Coming out swinging. Don't you only get three spells?
I get like six.
Okay. Like, who am I to say?
Who am I to say?
H. What is your magic miss?
That should be in here too, though, in the compendium. Spells. Three glowing darts of magical force.
All right, so roll 3d4s.
So how do I do that?
And slash R space 3d4.
All one word.
Oh, is that the average?
No, that's the total.
Oh, okay.
I think if you click on it, it expands and tells you what the dice were. So it's a 4, a 3, and a 3.
Oh, okay. All right. The Meeseeks dies.
All right. That was easy. Can we keep the other one?
Nope. He did his job. He disappears.
No, it's arguable.
He defended you against the other Meeseeks.
I hit the button.
Hi, Mr. Meeseeks. Look at me.
All right. Now we're going. Nobody give him an order. Mr. Meeseeks, you are to defend us and care, work with us and follow our every order.
Is that too much? And whim.
And whim. All right.
I hope he doesn't go insane.
Does it go insane?
I said, I hope he doesn't.
I mean, if a Meeseeks can't even take a simple bodyguard job, I mean, what's the point anyway, huh?
Yeah, why even have a Meeseeks? Can I care? Yeah. All right. Can I try reading the inscription?
You cannot read it.
But what if I try really hard?
And roll a wisdom check. You still can't read it. Your brain hurts.
Oh,
so you lose one health.
Why did I forget about that lesson you tried to teach? My note just says minus one reading. All right. I guess we keep going.
That's all you want to do?
Yeah, I guess.
Is there...
Where's our Meeseeks?
I mean, should we just keep getting Meeseeks to do things for us?
Yeah, I mean, why don't we hit it like five times? Well, we have five Meeseekses.
Okay.
And we'll have all of them. But you do it this time, because I've got this one.
I hit the button.
I'm Mr. Meeseeks. Look at me.
All right. Join our defense coterie.
You got it.
That's not what he says. He says can do.
Oh, yeah. Can do.
All right. I'll hit the button again.
Look at me.
And two more times.
I'm Mr. Meeseeks. Look at me. I'm Mr. Meeseeks.
All right. You shall defend us.
Oh, boy. You got it.
All right. We got a little. Times. We got a little. Now we got ourselves an actual fucking. This is what I'm talking about. We got ourselves an actual team now.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. I can already tell this is going to be great.
This is going to be great. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Now Meeseeks, we're going to do an Operation Meeseeks Shield. Get in front of us and walk through that door.
You've already given them their orders.
Which is to defend us.
To defend you. There's no certain why or how, but.
Yeah.
I walk through.
All right, Andy, I would suggest you copy all the tokens. Just highlight everything in Command-C to paste it into the next room. I'm assuming you have no tokens in the next room. Oh, there's two doors.
There are two doors.
Or three, including the one we came in.
Yeah.
All right, well, Jerry, I already walked through the one right in front, which is fine.
All right.
Which is fine.
So that one's not, it's a door, but you go up to it and you knock.
Oh, it's not open.
Yeah. Or you go up to it, you don't knock. But it says, here's another door for you. This one's made of an indestructible magic metal.
I don't know, because I can. I feel like you keep saying indestructible and undefeatable, and we've defeated some of those people already.
Anyway, it has one of those slide-in peephole things, which is closed.
Oh. Knock on it.
I kick it.
Nothing happened.
Hurt my foot. All right.
I knock on it.
I go across the room to the other door.
Listen here. That's the one we came in, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the one you came in.
That does track. I would get confused. All right, I go to this one.
That one's locked.
So that was all
in character. Oh my God, we're trapped!
Wait, is there a little sliding door?
No.
All right, I push the button.
There's no button.
Wait, the Meeseeks button. Yeah.
Hi, Mr. Meeseeks. Look at me.
Open this door.
The Meeseeks walks over and slides open the peephole slide door and disappears.
What?
Yeah, he's going to go open it for us. He'll be back. You'll see.
All right, well, now what?
Well, we're waiting for the Meeseeks.
Waiting for what?
He disappeared. Him to open the door.
No, well, he opened the door on the door, and he disappeared.
Can't we do that?
Yeah, you could have, but you didn't. You used the Meeseeks on it. You brought a creature into existence to slide open this little door, which you very easily could have done.
Oh, well, let's do that now.
Yeah, I mean, what do you mean
do that now? It's already open.
Oh, so we can walk through it.
All right, no, it's through. A people. It's like on jail or you know, like on those prohibition eras.
Yeah,
you know, you knock on the door and someone slides open the people to talk to you. Say what do you want. It's one of those.
The Meeseek can fit through it.
No, he opened it and disappeared.
Oh, but no, we're talking about the. I've pushed the button again.
I'm Mr. Meeseeks. Look at me.
Mr. Meeseeks. Mr. Meeseeks.
Yes?
We want you
I'm Mr. Meeseeks. Look at me.
We want you to open this door, and not the sliding door. I'm talking about the entire door, so we can get through it.
Well, that door's already open, idiot. What? So, Mr. Meat, the sliding people.
Yeah, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the door so we can go through it. Wait, is it already open? We haven't tried opening it yet?
Mr. Meat walks over and starts tugging on the door to no avail, but he keeps trying.
Okay, all right. Well, at least we got our best men on it.
We got our best men on the job. Oh, yeah, here in a couple of hours, I'm sure.
So, is there anything written on the door?
No. But through it, you can see a little flame skull on the other side.
On the... What, is he, like, just watching us? Or, like, he's, like,
all you can see through the people is a skeletal mouth chattering away in a froggy voice that says, I'm loudy! I'm sorry, I'm just so nervous. I'm loudy! I hope y'all aren't hurt or scared or discomforted or, oh, Lordy, dead. Oh, no, I was so startled.
Is he talking to us?
Yeah, through the people.
Okay.
The skeletal thing backs off, and you can see it's just a skull yapping away. It's wreathed in flames, and its eye sockets contain spores of fire. The room beyond the people is covered with hundreds of metal spikes poking out from the walls towards the center. Some of the spikes on the floor have skulls mounted on them. And the little skull says, I've been trapped in here forever, it seems. Isn't that right, Andy? Could y'all help us?
Could we help you?
Yes.
I was just about to ask you the same thing.
Well, I'm the one trapped in a room. I can't open the door. I ain't got...
Okay. You want a Mr. Meeseeks?
What good would that do me? I have no arms to press the button.
But I can push it for you.
Then you have a Mr. Meeseeks.
And he doesn't fit through the slot, does he?
He will not fit through the slot, no.
We got a Mr. Meeseeks working on the door right now. He should be in pretty soon.
It's any minute now.
Mr. Meeseeks keeps struggling, and you can see the
our best man on
you
the
can
job.
See the hair on his chin starting to grow.
Oh, no.
Because he's been here too long.
Oh, no. He's...
I have no idea what we're supposed to do.
I hit the button.
Mr. Meeseeks, look at me.
Hey, Mr. Meeseeks, what does that inscription say?
Says, I'm Mr. Meeseeks, look at me. And he disappears.
That's it?
That's just bad, Mr. Meeseeks, look at me.
Oh, man. Can we look around the room for... So it's locked. So we're looking at it. Does it has like a keyhole or something that makes it locked? Or
no,
like
it's a... just, no, it's just a... No. The one on the bottom of the room is locked.
Okay.
The one with the flame skull on the other side, the door is just really heavy, and he can't open it up because he doesn't have any.
Oh, but it... Oh, it's not... Did we try opening the door?
No, you just walked up to it.
But the Meeseeks has been pulling on the door.
Mr. Meeseeks is weak.
All right, let's try opening the door.
Is it a push?
Kier, try opening the door.
I walk up and I try pulling the door.
All right, give me an athletics check.
Oh, fuck. For a door?
I think I
can open up a door.
Maybe that's not what you're rolling for.
How do I do this again? Athletics check?
So
and then under normal, and then normal, just normal?
Yes.
Okay, you got a 7. The door does not budge.
Get out of here, old man. Let me try it. Can I roll for it?
Yes.
Athletics. 14.
All right. The door starts to open. All right. So the door's open. Mr. Meeseeks trying to open the door. Disappears.
So it opened.
The door opened.
All right. We're in. That was a lot harder than it should have been.
All right. So the door's open. What do you do?
We see the skull.
Okay.
And we say, hello.
Hi. Thank you for opening the door.
You're welcome.
All right. So what's in this room? There's a bunch of spikes and some skulls on this.
Oh, I love what you've done to the place.
So the little flame skull casts Mage Hand and picks up the skull of Andy and starts walking out.
So there were two skeletons?
No, well, one that's on fire and one that he just picked up from one of the spikes.
Okay.
So the skull passes the party, and some, since you did it, give me a perception check with advantage.
Okay.
Oh, this wig is itchy.
Maybe it's not a wig.
Maybe it's lice.
It's crabs.
All right. So you see that as the skull is floating by you, there's a tiny glass vial that drops out of empty eye socket. Both of you give me a acrobatics check.
Do we ever have to change the ability modifier?
I don't think so. I think that's built in. All right. Who rolled that? Sumsum. You're able to catch this vial that's fallen down.
Whoop.
And you can tell that it was a potion of flying that he dropped out of his eye socket.
Well, I'll save this for a rainy day.
All right. And the flame skull starts to fly by to the door to the south. And as it does so, it burns up all these Meeseeks.
Wait a second. We have so many questions for you.
And it just keeps going.
Oh, boy.
And it runs into this door that's down on the bottom, and it burns it. So now it's unlocked.
Oh, and he just keeps on trucking, huh?
Yep, he just keeps going.
And there's nothing in that room is just basically spikes. There's nothing. There's no more, nothing of interest in there.
No.
Then what's the point?
Dad, what? I pushed the button.
I'm Mr. Meeseeks. Look at me.
Slap him, please.
Who?
Kier.
Is that the weird looking guy?
Hey.
Well, we have a strong resemblance, so I'd appreciate you not calling him weird looking.
Is it the weak looking guy?
Yeah, that one.
All right. And then he slaps and.
Oh, one damage? Oh. Well, I didn't mean for that to happen. That was just supposed to be for comedy.
And Mr. Meeseeks disappears.